Okay, this is part three. This is January 3rd, 2010, in Lithuanian Winter Festival. This is a third part of Tulsi's seminar. People are not sitting close. I mean close, I mean really close. How many people here do deity worship in their house? If they do deity worship, they better get really here in the front. Otherwise, you will not see what's going on. Fine. Now, let's see. We're going to leave time for questions and answers later on. Now, first thing I want to mention, I want to reiterate once again, is that there is no Leela in the Nitya Leela, the eternal spiritual world, that Vrinda Devi does not have her hand involved. And there's no service to Krishna that you can do in the material world that she cannot help you do. Now, we feel very, very unqualified. That's humility is natural. Having come from a conditioned platform, you know, like before we joined the movement, we were eating meat and stuff, you know, then how are we supposed to serve Krishna intimately? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his book, Sankalpa Kalpa Drum, it means the desire tree of his personal vows. He says, Vrindavana Sthiracharor Palipalaya Tri Vande Tayor Vasekayo Atiso Bhagena Atyasita Kurukripam Ganana Jathaiva Sri Radhika Parijane Sumamapi Siddhyat. He says, O Vrinda Devi, you are the protectress of the land of Vrindavan. For those who desire to reside in Vrindavan. Therefore, and you're always serving the divine couple, who are the expert of all relishers. Therefore, I'm praying at your lotus feet that somehow I may be given the chance by you to become one of their associates. Please place me as one of their associates. Then, in the second verse, he says, this is sloka number 90.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra, jeigu tiksliai, tai yra 90-90 šloka.
And sloka number 92.
Ir 92 šloka.
He says, because one day, because I bowed my head at your lotus feet, and I drank the water emanating from your lotus feet, and therefore these desires have risen in my heart. Very good. Now, I'm going to teach all the devotees right now how to make ghee wicks for your deity worship. Now, if you do deity worship, come real close and look at this. Now, this is really hot ghee. It practically has to smoke. Now, if it doesn't, then it's not going to work. Now, I am adding camphor powder. Now, when you add the camphor powder, it needs hotter than that. It looks like, well, maybe it'll work. Now, the trick is this. Now, camphor, you can probably get it in the Indian specialty stores. If you can't, you have to get it from India, which means people bring it. However much ghee, you should probably put 100% camphor. And in India, at least, this camphor is not natural, it is synthetic. Yeah, it needs hotter than that. The problem is that if we heat it right now, it might burst into flame.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I put a lot of camphor in there. Unfortunately, it was not hot enough.
Unfortunately.
Otherwise, it would mix really good. Now, what this is in my hand is a Tulsi stick. This came from Bali, where the temperature is about 30 degrees centigrade all year round. This is from the branch from the Tulsi tree that was 2.5 meters wide by 2 meters high. Now this is ghee wicks that I've made with a little piece of Tulsi in it. It doesn't matter what kind of Tulsi you put in it. Piece of bark, piece of stick. There's Tulsi cones. The Manjaris have cones in them. And each cone has 4 seeds. We package those seeds for you also. Each seed is like a poppy seed. Anyway, you can take any Tulsi, anything, and stick it in the ghee wick. And then you put it in the camphor ghee. You can see it's the ghee went down in the bottom. The camphor went down to the bottom. It's not hot enough. Has to smoke practically. Then in India, at least, camphor is cheaper than ghee. But here, I don't know, it might be about the same price. I don't know. It's worth it. When you light this lamp, like many devotees, the problem with devotees when they make ghee wicks, that there is no hair at the end of the ghee wick. It's like a blob No.
Ta prasme, kad ta problema, kai baktai daro žvakutės iš ghi, nėra to smaigalio ir tada atėjo tos žvakutės atrodo bumbulas ant galo.
You're going to have to add more ghi.
Čia reikia pridėti daugiau ghi.
And then you're going to have to, add more ghi to this. And then you're going to have to heat it again, but you're going to have to heat it from the bottom. Because, I don't know, you know, this is, you already tried it here. It's going to... Otherwise, we're running the risk of...
Gal servetėlė kas nors turi.
Running the risk of... Bob.
Gal turi servetėlė.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
You have to be very careful, that's all. Try it again. Okay, now when you light this lamp is worth... Sorry. This lamp is worth 1,000.
Kai jis uždega tokią žvakutę, šita žvakutė yra verta 1,000 žvakučių.
Skanda Purana says it's worth 1,000,000.
Skanda Purana sako, kad šita žvakutė verta, tokia žvakutė verta 1,000,000 paprastų žvakučių.
It is a good financial scheme.
Tai yra labai gera finansinė schema.
It is a Ponzi scheme with no scam.
Čia yra Ponzi schema.
Worth 1,000 what?
Each lamp is worth, one lamp becomes 1,000.
Tai yra viena lemputė, viena žvakutė, neprilygsta 1,000.
Right. Or one lamp becomes 1,000,000.
Arba viena žvakutė, iš karto prilygsta 1,000,000 žvakučių.
So this is a good financial investment scheme.
Ir čia labai gera finansinė investicija.
You get a good return.
Ir gausite labai gerą grąžą.
For your bhakti, you get a great return.
Savo bhakti gausite labai didelę grąžą.
It's all right.
Leave.
It's all right, it's all right. Now, I brought this stick. This is a tulsi stick.
Aš atsinešiau šičia tą lasdelį, tai yra tulsi lasdelė.
And you use any sandalwood grinding stone like this.
Ir jūs galite naudoti bet kokią sandalmedžio trinimui naudojamą akmenį.
And you make a paste.
Ir jūs galite padaryti pastą.
And when you decorate the deities with the paste.
Ir kai jūs puošiate deities iš pastą.
Like my deities are.
Kaip mano deities yra išpuoštos.
Then the benediction is.
Tai palaiminimas yra.
Is that Krishna will keep you with him.
Kad Krishna jį laikys jūs kartu su savimi.
The biggest fear a pujari has is that you're going to lose your job.
Didžiausia pujario baimė yra, kad jie gali prarasti savo darbą.
You know that Krishna, that you may neglect Krishna.
Kad jūs galite kažkaip tai nepatikti.
See, look at Balaram. See, he's got...
Matote, Balarama čia turi.
He's got nice...
Labai turi tokius gražius.
Now, when you have a white Balarama, or a white marble Krishna or something,
balta marmorinė Krishna, kažką...
Then you can add a little saffron powder.
Tada jūs galite įdėti truputį šafrano miltelių.
And Krishna, he's Shama, he's very dark.
O Krishna yra Shama, jis yra labai tamsus.
So if he's black, you just use the plain paste by itself.
Ir tada, jeigu jūs dedate jodos spalvos, jūs galite tiesiog naudoti pačią pastą.
That makes it brown.
Tada ta pasta bus ruda.
And makes it easier to... It makes him look shiny.
Ir tada atrodys, kad jis išspindi.
Now the benediction of this paste...
Taigi šitos pastas palaiminimas yra...
Is that... If you offend Krishna, Krishna will take you back.
Kad jeigu jūs įskaudinsite Krishna, Krishna vis tiek jūs pasiims su savim.
Now we make so many mistakes, naturally. It's... Save aparata. We make so many mistakes, knowingly or unknowingly.
Mes darome tiek daug klaidų, save aparatas darome tai žinodami ir nežinodami.
So, in comparison to our grandfathers or great grandfathers or the sages of your, Krishna should have walked out of the room long ago.
Ir jeigu tai būtų atsitikę mūsų seneliams, prosenėliams ar senovės išminčiams, Krishna jau senai būtų išėjęs iš kambario.
There's another thing you can do, of course.
Ir žinoma, yra dar kitas dalykas, kurį jis
gali. And that's at the end of the lecture.
Ir tai kalbėsime paskaitos pabaigoje.
You distribute what you offer to Krishna.
Jūs išdalinkite tai, ką jūs pasiūlyte Krishnai.
Then Krishna will tolerate you further.
Tada Krishna jūs toliau pakęs.
If you distribute the mercy of Krishna to other people, then Krishna will tolerate you further.
Jeigu Krishna malonės teiksite kitiems žmonėms, Krishna jūs toliau toleruos.
So these are some of the things that I've read in Shastra.
Čia yra keletas dalykų, kuriuos aš perskaičiau Shastra.
And this, it's a good deal.
Čia yra labai geras sandėlis.
This helps Krishna tolerate you.
Tai padeda Krishna jūs pakęsti.
So this is why I brought these things here for you.
Ir štodėl aš čia atsikabinu šitos dalykus jums parodyti.
To show you.
Huh?
So,
are you selling any of those
tulsi
sticks?
Of course.
These are,
I didn't bring so many. I might have something in Kiev. I'll see if I got something in my suitcase in Kiev. Like this big? Yeah, right. I know that. I didn't bring a huge ocean of that. Come on, you know. But of course, you can go to Bali. Go ahead and go there. It's a nice preaching place, you know.
Aišku, galima nukeliauti į Bali, tai labai puikia pamokslavimo vieta.
Now, sometimes sometimes my gewurz are even less than that. It's a question of how much ghee you've got and how much camphor. Now with me, with my lamp, you light it quick and you offer it right away and you put it down. So if you're doing your puja by yourself and you don't have a huge crowd of people, what do you need to have the Gewix big for? You're just offering it and putting it down. So the wick can be really, really, really small. It's great. Now, so anything you offer to Krishna, you should offer it to Tulsi first. You have like incense, you can touch it to a Tulsi stick and then offer it
after you light it.
The lamp I've already mentioned. Then the water has Tulsi in it, of course. Napkin, touch it to Tulsi, offer it. The napkin, cloth. Flowers are nice because when you use the Tulsi paste,
Gėlės yra labai puikios, jeigu jūs naudojate priliečiai ties prie tulasi pastos, jeigu jūs turite tulasi pastos.
99.9% of the time, if there's garlands, nobody puts Tulsi in it.
99.99% atveju niekas nededa tulasi ant girlandų.
So you can touch it to the Tulsi paste.
Jūs galite priliesti gėlę prie tulasi pastos.
And then
ir tada,
It looks the paste when it dries in the flower, it looks really good. So some flowers, they're like this. So if you put a Tulsi Manjari inside the flower, it looks great. Therefore, Tulsi's name is known as Pushpashara, the essence of all flowers. Don't forget. The Pramanam also in Srimad Bhagavatam is 3:15:19. And that is how you should put Tulsi with the flowers. So, okay, now we're going to add more camphor to this. Now, by heating it up, he got the camphor to mix.
Madhura is asking, maybe we can make this all on the fire. He's on fire.
The problem is that Vaikunthanath is smart. You don't want to have a hot fire and playing games with camphor over the top of a hot fire. It's not intelligent.
Vaikunthanath yra labai protingas, labai gudrus iš tikrųjų. Jisai žino, kad negalima žaisti su kamfaru prie atviros ugnies.
You heat the ghee.
Užkaitinate ghee.
And then you put the camphor powder in it.
Ir tada įdedat kamfaro miltelius į jį.
Because if you have camphor powder over a hot fire, you have a fire. And you didn't expect it.
All
right. So, and this makes it really quick. This combination is fantastic. I happen to be in Malaysia once. And Malaysian Tamil devotees, they use camphor a lot.
Where's
Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha, we need more ghee. It didn't work. It's still too dry. Look at this thing. It's like a mess, you know? Do us the honors. Okay. Now, so there is no service in the material world that you can do that Tulsi cannot help you do. The chamara, like for example, fans, touch it to the Tulsi stick, touch the handle to the Tulsi stick, offer
it.
Everything. You can offer it to Tulsi and then give it to Krishna. So that is what we should do. Now, we still, the last shloka, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, my dear goddess, I am extremely fallen. So how will I achieve what I want to achieve? I am begging from you and depending on you only. And therefore, I have hope that my desires will be fulfilled. So this is actually the fact. That we, although we're very conditioned, and sometimes our enthusiasm is up and down. If you chant with her, if you do devotional things with her, she will make you successful. From the newest devotee, and as you make a devotional advancement, then you're increasing your service, you're increasing your hearing and chanting, you're increasing your inquisitiveness. You're increasing your japa. But the next thing is
jagaran.
How do you stay up all night on Ekadasi? And not destroy your dvadasi the next day? But she doesn't have a problem with that. Because according to this Padma Purana Stotram, on Dvadashi, devotees stay up all night hearing and chanting in front of her. Dvadashi jagare ratro yat patet tulasi stavam dvatvim shad aparadam shaksham yate tasya Keshava. Lord Keshava will destroy 32 service aparadas knowingly or unknowingly done for somebody who stays up all night and chants the Tulsi Stotram on Dvadasi.
Viešpats Keshava, jisai sunaikina visas 32 aparacijas, kurios yra tiekamos žinant ar nežinant, jeigu žmogus...
Dvadasi.
Dvadasi naktis.
What the Sanskrit says.
So it means from all night Ekadasi and then all night again on Dvadasi.
In Bhaktisandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that on Dasami you eat once a day.
Jiva Goswami Sandarbha, Bhaktisandarbha is saying that we eat once a day.
Anuchchet 299. The shloka,
Anuchchet
299. And stay up all night on
Dasami.
As soon as the sun sets, stop eating and drinking. And all day on Ekadasi, all day, all night. On
Paran
time, when it's supposed to break your fast, you did near jal, so you just drink a little charanamrita and continue chanting. And you eat one meal at your normal time. That's what he says. Now you do the math. That means, wow. 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no sleep.
Wow.
Wow. And he says, in Anuchet 300, he says, if they can't do that, they're not a very substantial devotee. This means 400 years ago, what was their standard? And those, and there were some devotees who were so absorbed in her that this shloka shows that they stayed up all night on the third night.
Šitas posmas rodo, kad kai kurie baktai jie visą naktį nemiegodavo ir būdavo sutulasi ir trečią naktį.
And if anybody did that,
ir jeigu kažkas tai darydavo dar ir taip,
then naturally, you know, Krishna in the heart would see that as the witness of that.
Tai natūraliai Krishna širdies jį mato tokį kaip įrodymą.
And he would naturally be merciful to such a sincere devotee.
Ir tokiems nuoširdiems baktams jis visą laiką būdavo natūraliai maloningas.
It makes sense.
Tai turi prasme.
So, Jagaran, that is a whole another league.
Tai yra Jagara, tai yra visai kitas lygis.
But the devotees that have actually done it,
tačiau baktai, kurie iš tikrųjų tai darė,
they're extremely approachable. They just don't act like as if there anything special has been done.
Iš tikrųjų yra labai paprasti ir jie jaučiasi tarsi nebūtų nieko ypatingo padarę.
Because it's the standard.
Kadangi tai yra standartas.
So therefore, it's just what they're supposed to do. So they just act perfectly normal.
Dėl to, iš tikrųjų, tai yra tai, ką reikėtų daryti, dėl to jie elgiasi visai normaliai.
And that is what's amazing.
Ir tai yra labai labai nuostabu.
Is they're very approachable.
Tai yra, jie yra labai prieinami, pasiekiami.
Like Prabhupada's godbrother,
Prabhupada's dieva brolis,
Akinchan Krishnadas, he was like that.
Akinchana Krishnadas, jisai buvo toksai.
He could chant 5 days, 5 nights with no food, no sleep, no worries.
Jisai galėdavo kartoti 5 dienas, 5 naktis, be maisto, be miego, be jokių rūpesčių.
When devotees asked him, he said, Subhak Swami went to him in Mayapur once. He goes, oh, Babaji Mahasai, we forgot all about you. We didn't know you were here. Please forgive us. We neglected you.
Ir Subhak Swami, jisai nuėjo aplankyti jo vieną kartą ir jisai sako jam, oh, Babaji Mahasai, mes pamiršom apie jūs, kaip mes pamiršom, kad jūs čia, mes visiškai jumis nepasirūpiname.
No. Harinam was maintaining me.
Ne. Harinama mane palaiko.
I don't have any need. I was chanting Harinam and everything was fine.
Aš neturėjau jokių poreikių, aš kartojau Harinamą, viskas buvo gerai.
Yes, that becomes the food.
Taip, tai tampa maistu.
For an advanced devotee.
Pažengusiam baktui.
They don't need anything else.
Jiems daugiau nieko nereikia.
Just like, for example, the six Goswamis were fasting and doing amazing austerities.
Kaip ir šeši Vrindavano Gosvami, jie badaudavo ir atlikdavo baisiausias askezes.
They were so thin, their limbs were shaking.
Jie buvo tokie ploni, liekni, kad jų kūno dalys drebėdavo.
And yet, whatever they ate, you know, like Raghunath Das was eating just a little bit of buttermilk every other day.
Visa tai, ką jie valgėdavo, tai, pavyzdžiui, Raghunath Das Gosvami, kas kelintą dieną gerdavo truputį pieną išrūgų.
And when he would take that buttermilk, he would criticize his senses.
Ir kai jisai gerdavo šitas išrūgas, jisai kritikuodavo savo jusles.
That he's being excessive.
Kad jisai per daug tenkinasi.
He gave Vaikuntha, where are you? Huh? This is done. Huh? Okay. So it means that the divine couple put everything Raghunath Das needed inside that little bit of buttermilk.
Tai reiškia, kad dieviška pora, jinai įdėdavo į šitą tas pieno išrūgas, kuris gerdavo Raghunath Das Gosvami, visą tai, ko jam reikėjo.
It means the divine couple literally maintains the devotee.
Tai reiškia, kad dieviška pora, jinai palaiko pati savo atsidavusius.
And he mentions in Gita in 6:30-31 that those who see me everywhere and see everything in me is never lost to me, never am I ever lost to them.
Ir Bhagavad Gita 6 skyrius 30-31 posmė, Krishna sako, kad tas, kuris mato mane visur ir kuris mato mane visame kame, jisai niekada nebus prarastas man ir aš niekada tokio bhakti nepamėsiu.
So there is no service that she cannot help you do.
Taigi nėra tarnystės, kurios tuos negalėtų jums padėti daryti.
Now in this in the
Tulsi Stava,
it mentions there that Dushvapna Nashanartaya Sivita Tvam Namostute, that she destroys bad dreams.
Sakoma, kad šita, kad Tulsi Devi sunaikina blogus sapnus.
for those who serve her.
Тем, в которой я тернаю я.
Now you don't have to wait until you're stark raving crazy to keep Tulsi in your room.
Jums nereikia laukti, kol jūs pradėsite eiti iš proto, kad pradėti savo namuose laikyti Tulsi.
Otherwise we think that's discrimination.
Kitokiu atveju mes manome, kad tai yra diskriminacija.
Only the crazies, they can keep Tulsi.
Tik tai bepročiai gali laikyti Tulsi.
But everyone in this material, we took birth here. Everyone in this world is more or less crazy.
Tačiau visi šitame pasaulyje, daugiau ar mažiau, jau gimė šitame pasaulyje, jau yra bepročiai.
So, if you've had bad dreams before,
ir jeigu pas jūs būdavo košmarai naktimis anksčiau,
and that's pretty much everybody here.
Praktiškai čia visiems turbūt būna košmarai.
But if you keep Tulsi in your room,
bet jeigu jūs Tulsi laikote savo kambaryje,
or if you have a, you know, like a plastic curtain and keeps her area separate,
arba jeigu jūs turite kažkokią tai plastikinės užuolaidas, galbūt plasmasinės užuolaidas, telefoninės užuolaidas, kurias atskiria ją nuo kambario.
But still she's there.
Bet vis dėlto jinai yra tenai kambaryje.
You'll find there's no ghost and no problems.
Pamatysite, kad kambaryje nebus jokių vaiduoklių ir nebus
Garuda Purana states.
Garuda Purana sako.
Tulasi iti paschaya yatrasti bhavatapah tadgriham tirtharupam hi nayanti yamakin kara. Wherever that house that the Tulsi is growing.
Kur yra, bet kokiuose namuose kur auga Tulsi?
That house becomes the reservoir of all holy places.
Šitie namai jie tampa visų šventų vietų šaltiniu.
And the servants of Yamaraj don't go there.
Ir Yamaraja tarnai neina į tokius namus.
Yeah, that's I have two Sanskrit pramanams.
Taigi aš turiu du sanskrito įrodymus.
Now, in the Pundarika Tulsi Stotra.
Pundarika Tulsi Stotra.
It's a Tulsi Rakshitam Sarvam Jagateta Characharam. That Tulsi is protecting all the moving and non-moving living entities.
Tulsi nei saugo visas judančias ir nejudančias gyvas būtybes.
So who's protecting who?
Taigi, kas saugo?
I mean, like, we're serving her, we're giving her lights, giving her facility.
Mes tarnaujame jai, mes suteikiam jai šviesą, mes suteikiam jai kitus patogumus.
But that's just... And we're just serving her.
Mes tiesiog jai tarnaujame.
She's protecting us.
Bet jinai saugo mus.
Just like the deities, we're supposed to serve the deities. We're supposed to protect the deities from crazy people and stuff like that. But the deities are protecting us.
Kaip ir pačios dievybės, mes tarnaujame dievybėms, rūpinamės dievybėmis, saugome dievybės nuo kažkokių bepročių, bet iš tikrųjų dievybės saugo mus.
So Tulsi does a lot.
Taigi Tulsi daro labai daug.
When you have Tulsi,
kai jūs turite Tulsi,
all the demigods are in your house.
Visi pusdieviai gyvena jūsų namuose.
When you have Tulsi Devi, you bought ordinary stupid dirt from the garden shop.
Jūs turite Tulsi, jūs galite nusipirkti paprastą žemę iš sodininko parduotuvės.
As soon as you put it around her roots, all the holy places come.
Ir kai tik jūs padedate šitą žemę aplink šitą Tulsi, iš karto susirenka visi pusdieviai.
And devotees lament, oh, I don't have enough money to go to Mayapur Vrindavan.
Ir naktį pergyvena, aš neturiu pakankamai pinigų nukeliauti į Vrindavaną, Mayapurą.
All the holy places are in your flat. What are you worried?
Bet visos šventos vietos jau yra jūsų bute. Kuo jūs pergyvenat?
All the demigods are in your flat. What are you worried?
Visi pusdieviai jau gyvena jūsų namuose. Kuo jūs pergyvenat?
Some devotees think, oh, you know, some people, you know, they like, we'll worship Durga, you know, to get a very nice, peaceful house.
Kai kurie žmonės jie sako, kad reikia garbinti Durgą, jeigu norite, kad namuose būtų ramu.
Or we'll worship Lord Shiva to get a very nice husband for my daughter.
Arba reikia garbinti Shiva, kad gauti gerą vyrą savo dukrai.
But here, in the Tulsi Stotram, it said that Parvati Devi worshipped Tulsi Devi to get Shiva as her husband, and she grew Tulsi successfully and was successful in what she wanted.
Tulsi Stotra yra sakoma, kad Parvati Devi garbino Tulsi tam, kad gautų savo vyrą Shiva. Ir kadangi jos garbinimas buvo sėkmingas, jos gyvenimas taip pat tapo sėkmingas.
I've heard devotees tell me, I'm a very heavy, demanding lady.
Aš girdėjau, kaip bhaktai sako kartais, aš esu labai reikli, aš esu labai tokia sunki moteris.
I don't know who would tolerate me. What husband would tolerate me? And I told that Russian lady, I said, you're not as heavy as Parvati. I'm sorry. Nobody can be heavier than that lady. You know? And therefore, if she worships Tulsi, that's the end of the argument. All unmarried girls should worship Tulsi. That's it. You know? Yeah. Shankar Tampurayena Parvatya Twami Malaya. Right. Here it is. But the other line in the other manuscript I've got says, Robita Tapaso Siddhyai Tulasi Twam Namamyahom. She worshiped, she grew Tulsi in Himalayas to get Shiva as her husband. And the other manuscript says, she grew Tulsi and she obtained perfection, what she wanted.
But one of the other manuscripts, a rakrashis, which I read, said that she was supposed to say that Parvati garbino Tulsi in Himalayas and got Shiva as her wife. But in the other rakrashis, it was written that she garbino Tulsi Devi and didn't reach the perfection about which she dreamed.
Now, in the other one, in the other story, in the line, it goes, Rishimukechavasata kabi rajena sevita Tulsi balina shaya tara sangamahetave. That in the Rishimuka mountains, Sugriva worshipped Tulsi.
Это китайское шантрашие так пати рассакома, когда Ришимука колмосе Сугрива гарбина Тулси.
And in order to kill his brother Bali and get his wife Tara back. Now we know that there's sometimes marital discord. And you know your wife walks out on you. So worship Tulsi. And look within. And hopefully, you know, things will get better. And if your wife doesn't come back, Tulsi is cheaper and sweeter anyway.
Huh?
Radical statement? Well, actually, to tell you frankly, I had to get married to somebody, but I wasn't qualified to get become a grihastha.
Аж когда ты терял вести кашкоги ты матери, потому что не был квалифицирован стать грихастом.
So I got married to my Christian Balaram deities, and they're cheaper and sweeter.
То дело что терял кинца по вести своего Кришны Баларама деви без, и я сюда тебе крей гересне сердесне.
We are lucky.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, now, so there is no anartha trouble that you've got that Tulsi cannot remove.
Taigi, neturite jokios anartos ir neturite jokios problemos, kurios Tulsi negalėtų pašalinti.
You just have to take shelter of her lotus feet and do devotional sadhana.
Jūs tiesiog turite priimti jos lotosinio pėdo prieglobstį ir atlikti savo sadhana.
And the Pramanam is Antya Lila, chapter
3, 137.
Haridas Thakur tells his disciple.
Haridas Thakur sako savo mokiniui.
The personified material energy in the form of a former prostitute. He said, Nirantara Nam Lao, chant Krishna's name constantly. And with your hand serve Tulsi Devi. And very quickly you'll get Krishna's lotus feet. So the next
shlokas,
it says that she stayed in that holy place. Instead of eating regularly, she just ate whatever she begged in alms. By fasting and eating frugally, Indriya Damano Hoylo Premara Prakash, when her senses came under control, symptoms of love of God had emanated from her body. So even the most advanced devotees who absorbed in Hari Nam and Krishna Smaranam, they do so with her.
So
just like the holy name of Krishna is is for the very newest neophyte devotees.
Lygiai taip pat kaip šventas Krišnos vardas yra skirtas patiems šviežiausiams neofitams.
And it is for the most advanced devotees as well.
Ir taip pat skirtas labiausiai pažengusiems bhaktams.
So Tulsi Devi is throughout one's devotional life.
Tad lygiai taip pat ir Tulsi Devi yra dalyvaujant visame atsidavimo gyvenime.
I'll repeat it again.
Aš pakartosiu dar kartą.
There's no lila in the spiritual world that Tulsi does not have a role of play.
Nėra nei vienos lilos dvasiniame pasaulyje, prie kurios Tulsi nebūtų prikišusi savo rankos.
Which means there's nothing that she cannot help, no relationship with Krishna that she cannot help you get.
Lygiai taip pat, tai reiškia, kad nėra jokių santykių su Krishna, kurių Tulsi nepadėtų jums įgyti.
There is no service to Krishna in the material world done by Krishna's devotees that Tulsi does not have a role.
Ir lygiai taip pat nėra jokios tarnystės materialiam pasauliu, kurios bhakti negalėtų atlikti, kur Tulsi negalėtų padėti bhakti.
As the song says, Jetumara Sharnaloy Taravanchapurnahoy. Anybody who takes shelter of her, all their desires become fulfilled. Now, in the Pundarika Tulsi Stotra, it says, Sampat Pradayake, that she gives liberation, she gives wealth.
Yra sakoma, kad Sampat Pradayake nesutikė išsivadavimą, nesutikė
Moksha Pradaye Devi, Namas Sampat Pradayake. She gives liberation, she gives wealth.
Jinai sutikė išsivadavimą ir nesutikė turtus.
So, it is not surprising how Krishna sometimes gives material benefits to his devotee.
Kartais nėra nuostabu, kai mes sužinome, kad Krishna sutikė materialias naudas savo bhaktams.
Dhruva did it.
Dhruva jisai darė tai.
He gave it to the Brahmin Sudama in Mathura.
Jisai davė turtus Brahmanui Sudamai Mathuroje.
They just asked for liberation.
Jie tiesiog prašė išsivadavimą.
They just asked for devotional service.
Jie neprašė atsidavimo tarnystės.
Krishna gave them devotional service.
Krishna davė jiem atsidavimo tarnystę.
He also gave them everything materially they needed.
Jisai taip pat suteikė jiems visą tai, ką materialiai jiems trūko.
Sudama Brahmin was another example.
Sudama Brahmin buvo kitas pavyzdys.
So it's not surprising that Tulsi could do that.
Todėl nėra nuostabu, kad Tulsi gali tai padaryti.
If her devotee needs that, Tulsi will give whatever is needed.
Jeigu kažko tai reikia bhakti, jos bhakti, Tulsi suteiks tai.
But that's not what we're worshipping her for.
Tačiau tai nėra dėl ko mes garbiname Tulsi.
We want prema, we want love of God.
Mes norime premas, meilės Dievui.
So there is things in the material world, our karma is in the way.
Todėl yra dalykai materialiam pasauliu, kur karma stovi mums skersai kelio.
If it's practical, if it's not favorable for your service, she'll help you destroy it.
Jeigu tai yra praktikula, jeigu tai trukdo jūsų atsidavimo tarnystei, jinai padės jums sunaikinti tas kliūtis.
How does she do it? That's her job.
Kaip jinai tai daro, tai jos reikalas.
But if you take shelter of her, she'll do it, rest assured.
Bet jeigu jūs priešitės prieglaus, jinai tai padarys, būkite tikri.
So those three things are worth it enough to serve her.
Taigi, šitų trijų dalykų užtenka, kad mes jai tarnautumėm.
All the demigods stay where she is.
Visi pusdieviai yra ten, kur jinai yra.
And Krishna stays happily in the place where a forest of Tulsi grows.
Ir Krishna laimingai gyvena giraitėje, kur auga Tulsi.
And he's waiting in a hidden form for some soul to offer one single Tulsi leaf.
Ir jisai laukia pasislėpęs, kol kažkokia tai pasimetusi siela pasiūlys bent vieną Tulsi lapelį jam.
Krishna is so humble, he's waiting for one single leaf. That's insignificant service.
Krishna jisai laukia, nuolankiai laukia, kol mes pasiūlysime jam bent vieną Tulsi lapelį. Tokia nereikšminga tarnystė.
But is it insignificant?
Bet ar tai nereikšminga?
Krishna doesn't. He sees it as very great.
Krishna negalvoja taip. Krishna galvoja, kad yra labai nuostabu.
From Gautamiya Tantra.
Iš Gautamiya Tantras.
Advaita Acharya quoted it.
Advaita Acharya citavo posmą.
Tulsi jalamatrena chuluka virinite samadmanam bhakti vyo bhakta vatsala. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotee, sells himself to a devotee who offers himself a palmful of water and Tulsi.
Jis sako, aukščiausias
Dievo asmo yra toks patenkintas savo, jis atiduoda save tokiam lardui, kuris tiesiog pasiūlo jam saujelę vandens ir tulasi lapelį.
Water and tulsi, anybody can get that.
Vanduo ir tulasi, kiekvienas gali gauti tai.
But the Supreme Lord is unable to repay the debt of water and tulsi.
Tačiau aukščiausias Dievas pats negali atmokėti tokiam lardui, kuris pasiūlo tulasi ir vandens.
Therefore, he gives himself to the devotee in exchange. And this is why Advaita Acharya was offering Ganga water and Tulsi to Shalagram with loud calls. If your deity gives himself to you, Bhaktivinoda says, what more do you need? This is Admanivedan section, bhajan number 8, sloka number 5 or 6. Bhajan number 8, sloka number 5 or 6. I belong to you, you belong to me. Is there any other wealth in the world? Still, we're conditioned. How are we going to get Krishna? This is very, difficult, you
know?
You take shelter of her, she'll do it. It's great, but it works. How does it work? You just, the more you take shelter of her, the more it will happen. Now, Tulsi and departure. We mentioned about how Tulsi destroys pain for sick
devotees.
We mentioned about putting Tulsi above the body of a sick devotee. I mentioned my godbrother Nirgun Krishna, how he confirmed to me, who was dying of an advanced aggressive spinal cancer.
Jisai mirė nuo labai agresyvios stuburo vėžio formos.
And he told me how by having Tulsi there the pain was reduced.
Jisai man pasakojo, kaip Tulsi buvo šalia jo ir jo skausmas sumažėjo.
And when Tulsi is removed, the pain is increased.
Ir kai Tulsi buvo patraukta nuo jo, skausmas padidėdavo.
So it gives you an idea.
Taigi suteikia jums idėją.
Садитесь, кто стоит, садитесь, кто разговаривает,
не разговаривает. So, Marge is right here. He's here already. She's asking you why we need to put comfort.
Because the reason is because...
Why?
Why? It's fast.
It's fast, but why camphor?
Why camphor? Because camphor is flammable. It lights quick. Devotees, they put this big lump of ghee in it. And you have you ever tried to light a lamp, with a match, for about 5 minutes, waiting for the light, stupid lamp, I wish the lamp would light, what I mean? You've got it.
Вопрос был, почему? Клаусимас был, кодел, реки, дети камфора и ги, это жвакутес. Отсакимас там, под грейте уж сидекту. Nes jeigu jūs bandėte tiesiog padaryti žvakutės iš ghi, tai laukite 5 minutės, kol užsidega ta žvakutė. O jeigu įdedate kamforą, labai greitai užsidega žvakutė. Ir dega greitai.
Should I pass out seeds and quit the class and let Maharaj have his hand? Or should we pass out the seeds and have questions? When are you going to ask Maharaj what you want to do?
Шатте Махарадж.
When you go ask him, just go ask him, just go ask him. All right, now we'll start. Actually, if the body is burnt with tulsi, Skanda Purana says.
Skanda Purana sako, jeigu kūnas yra sudeginamas su tulsi,
then Krishna takes that jiva, departed jiva, by the hand and ushers him into his abode.
Tada Krishna jisai paima tokią jivą už rankos ir nuveda ją į savo buveinę.
Now, in these countries, Probably you might have to strap the Tulsi on the body and send it to the crematorium. It mentions about in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it mentions that those who have Tulsi neck beads on their neck and on their hands are never seen by the Yamadutas. Basically, Tulsi beads is for her association. She helps her chanting. This is why we use Tulsi Mala. I'm sure I'll find more pramanams. Okay, so I better stop and take a few questions.
Is it a key to use priest, which includes tulsi powder on the body of the door?
Cream which includes tulsi powder? No. What do you mean, like hair cream, borreline, you know, it's Boroplus and stuff from India that have tulsi in it? No. No, I quoted it from Garuda Purana. It said, mantras goes tulsi niche. Things that are used in mundane ways, tulsi becomes less potential.
But we can't use those.
No. If you make it yourself and offer it to the deity yourself, but if you buy it from the company, forget it.
Yeah, but you said less potential.
Yeah.
It means not against Shastra or not sinful. It's sinful or not?
I would not use it. It's mundane. It says
it's sinful or not?
It says the word, it doesn't say sinful, it says mundane. Nietzsche means low class. It means low class. Nietzsche means low class.
But if somebody needs this for health.
Oh, come on. You can always get something else. You can always get some other hair cream and some other.
Some devotees asking if this is sinful or not. Is this forbidden or not?
I haven't found it forbidden. It just means don't use it. It means get something else.
Klausimas buvo toksai, jeigu mes iš Indijos vežame visokius kremus, ten arbatas, autulas, ar galima naudoti tai? Ir Maharadžas sakė, kad cituodamas posmą iš Šastros, kad tai yra žemos klasės iš tikrųjų panaudojamas, jeigu tulas mes naudojame pasaulietiniams dalykams, nepasiūlėtai Krišnai. Tai yra niečia reiškia, kad žema klasė ir dėl to mes nenaudojame. Nors nėra sakoma, kad tai yra nuodėminga, nėra sakoma, kad tai yra uždrausta, ne, bet tiesiog sakoma, kad negalima, nereikia naudoti tulas visokių kremų ir buvo pavadimų išvardinti.
Okay, right, and get back with you. Right. Okay, next question. Yeah, yeah.
Why did you say that you shouldn't read Ramadan on tulas?
One turn.
We shouldn't chant Mahamantra on Tulsi beads before initiation.
We should or we shouldn't?
This is tradition. We shouldn't. We should not.
Where is the Pramana? Do you have Sanskrit to prove it?
Kur yra įrodymas? Tarp nebuvo klausimas. Klausimas buvo, ar galima kartoti džiapą prieš iniciaciją ant Tulsi karolio? Mes girdėjome, kad tarsi kaip ir negalima. O mokyto atsakymas yra, kur yra įrodymai?
If you've got Sanskrit to prove it, you have an argument. If you have no proof, where's the argument?
Jeigu jūs neturite sanskrito posmą, kuris parodytų tai kur ginčias?
I chant on Tulsi beads given by Tulsi Das. He gave me his old beads before he was initiated. He gave me his old prasadam Tulsi beads.
I did that
before I was initiated. You have to have Sanskrit. If you've got Sanskrit, you have an argument. If you have one pramanam, for those with strong faith, that's enough. If you have weak faith and you have doubts, get four or five pramanams. What else?
You told about tulsi plant can decrease pain.
What?
You told about tulsi plant can decrease pain.
Yes.
And can the kantimala be used for same purpose, tulsi kantimala?
Klausimas buvo toksai, čia buvo pasakyta, kad tulas gali sumažinti skausmą, kūno skausmą.
Ar gali tulas,
ar tulas ir karolė gali padaryti tą patį?
According to this Padma Purana Stotra,
Padma Purana Stotra,
tulsi is everywhere.
Tulas yra visur.
So if that's the case, if you put tulsi beads on there and you're meditating on her, she's there.
Tai reiškia, kad jeigu susideda tulsi karolis ir medituoja tulsi, jinai čia yra.
She's not limited.
Ta prasme, jinai nėra ribota.
She can do it.
Jinai gali tai padaryti.
Are you Shraddhavan? Do you have the faith?
Ar jūs esate Shraddhavan? Ar turite tikėjimą?
It's not difficult to get a tulsi from somebody.
Nesunku gauti tulsi iš kažkieno.
I would say put tulsi beads and get a tulsi.
Aš tai pasakyčiau, kad užsidėkit tulsi karolis ir tada gaukit tulsi.
And then you also get the shadow of tulsi. You get a, like a tulsi, you have a light landing on
it. Taip pat mes galime gauti tulsi šešėlį, galima pastatyti lempą taip, kad kristų šešėlis ant kūno.
The more the merrier.
Kuo daugiau, tuo geriau.
No problem.
Nėra problemų.
Okay, we have to hurry up. Okay.
Can we put tulsi on a person when we put him to crematorium, on a person who was not practicing Krishna consciousness?
I don't have pramanam that it can't.
Pas mane nėra įrodymų, kad pramanus, kad negalima tulsi dėti tokiam žmogui.
It says, the Garuda Purana says that jiva, whose body is burnt by tulsi wood, gets a higher destination.
Tai yra posmas, kuris posmas jisai sakė, kad jiva, tai yra gyva būtybė. Sanskritu yra sakoma, kad jiva, kuris sudegintas
tulsi. I know what she's saying. I know what she's asking. Yeah, that's another shloka. I have 2-3 shlokas.
Tai yra 2-3 šlokas, kurios patvirtina tai. Žmogus, kuris sudegintas su tulsi medeliu.
The bottom line is we don't know where that departed jiva goes.
Faktas yra toks, kad mes nežinome, kur tai iškeliausia jiva eina.
Tulsi burns the body.
Bet jeigu su tulsi bus sudegintas kūnas.
At least they're going better than where they were.
Bet jau tulsi siela keliaus geriau, negu kad jinai buvo prieš tai.
The Sanskrit says they go to a higher destination. What is that? The heavenly planets?
Sanskritas sako, kad keliaus aukštesnė tašką. O kur tai bus? Ar tai bus rojinės planetos?
It's better than the stupid city they were in before they died.
Geriau negu tas kvailas miestas, kur mes gyvenam ir kur numirėm.
Okay, what's the story?
Kokia istorija?
Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj has not decided. They recommend to go directly. Why do we wait? Just go directly. Just go ask the boss. Go ask the boss directly. Yeah, okay. Okay, next question. Meantime, questions.
You have dried tulsi tree. Can we make it into the powder and put on it, let's say, food to offer to the Lord?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Tulsi, you can put it into powder, you can touch it to the boga and use it tomorrow.
Klausimas buvo toks, jeigu mes turime tulsi išėjusią tulsi, ar galime sutrinti į miltelius ir tada užbarstyti ant viso maisto, kurį siūlome dievybėms. Atsakymas buvo taip, galima sutrinti į miltelius, galima priliesti prie, kaip sako, tiesiog pagaliuko tulsi šakelę prisidėti į maistą, siūlyti kitą dieną.
The Sanskrit says, if you have no tulsi, you can invoke her, you can meditate on her and call her name and invoke her presence.
Ir Sanskritas sako, kad jeigu jūs neturite tulsi, jūs galite medituoti į ją ir savo mintis iššaukti jos buvimą.
You can meditate that she's there.
Jūs galite medituoti, kad jinai yra čia.
What do you think of putting powder?
Ką jau kalbėti apie tai, kad mes galime užbarstyti miltelių.
Even her name is enough.
Net vardą užtenka.
Orkia.
With some metals like included in gold or silver tuver. It is tuver kantimala, or it is still kantimala is better than tuver, this kind of jewels.
Klausimas buvo toksai, kad kartais tulsi karolį darome su metalų priemaišom, su sidabru, auksu. Ar geriau, ar galima nešioti tokią kantimalą, ar vis dėlto kantimalą be tų metalų yra geriau?
Argument in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it mentions that of all types of metals, copper is the best.
Harry Bhakti Vilasu yra sakom, kad iš visų metalo rūšių
copper.
Tai yra varis yra geriausias.
Copper is even better than silver.
Varis netgi geresnis negu sidabras.
Copper is better than gold.
Varis geresnis negu auksas.
The Lord throws all of it and takes copper. It says, except for milk products, don't put milk products in copper. Use some other pot.
That's
what Hari Bhakti Vilasa says. So if you're going to mix kantimala with something,
ir jeigu jūs maišote kantimalą su kažkuo,
I would say copper.
Aš sakyčiau tada nebent su variu.
Because copper is good for the body.
Nes varis yra gerai kūnui.
All right.
A few minutes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll hurry up. Yeah, yeah.
So you told about fasting on Ekadashi, then we break our fast on Dvadashi day. But if we have Mahadvadashi, we fast on Mahadvadashi. So it means that we should break on Trayodashi.
The next day, Trayodashi.
Ta prasme, klausimas buvo, kad jeigu mes badaujame per Ekadashi, tada nutraukime savo badavimą per Dvadashi. O jeigu mes badaujame per Mahadvadashi, tada nutraukti badavimą per Trayodashi. Atsakymas tai.
Now a lot of practical aspects of her, of questions about her service.
Ta prasme, jeigu turite praktinių klausimų apie tarnystę Tulose.
A lot of devotees can get instructions online.
Dauguma bhaktų gali gauti atsakymus internete.
The next thing is that if it's about her care, bug removal, etc., go down to your local botanical garden.
Ir jeigu jūs turite tokių klausimų apie tai, kaip pašalinti vabalėlius iš tulos ir taip toliau, eikite į savo botanikos parduotuvę vietinę.
Tell them that you have an asamam krishne or an asamam sanctum.
Pasakykite jiems, kad jūs turite asamam
sanctum.
Otsimum sanctum.
Asamam krishne.
Otsimum krishne.
These are the two varieties of tulsi.
There are dvi tulsi rūšis.
They're similar to the basil family.
Jie panašus į bazilikos šeimą.
Oh, do this, do that, do this.
You know, jie pasakys, daryk tai, daryk tai.
So, in terms of serving her body, we're serving like a tropical plant.
Kai mes tarnaujame jos kūną, mes tarnaujame kaip tropiniam augalui.
And we're praying to her as the eternal associate of Krishna.
Kaip amžinam Krishnas palydovei, kaip amžinai Krishnas palydovei.
Krishna's wife.
Krishna's žmonai.
All right. Practical things. A lot of it happens by serving her. By serving her, you learn. You know.
Tai yra praktiniai dalykai. Tiesiog viską išmoksite tarnaudami jai.
That is actually the fact.
Ir tai yra faktas.
Jeigu kol kas tarkim neturim tulasi augalo, ar galima garbinti nuotrauką ir ar galima tokiu būdu gauti tulasi malonę?
If we don't have Tulasi herself, can we worship a Tulasi photo and can we still get the mercy by Tulasi?
It depends on the dependency. A lot of devotees that are worshiping Tulasi photos are basically lazy rascals, you know?
Dauguma bhaktų, kurie garbina Tulasi nuotrauką, iš tikrųjų yra tingus niekšai.
We'd ask those people, you got a Tulsi photo, are you going to eat in meditation too? Go ahead, eat in meditation also, you know?
Tų žmonių, kurie garbina Tulsi nuotrauką, mes taip pat klausime, o jūs taip pat galbūt meditaciją ir valgysite?
If you're really a strong devotee, chanting round, you know, like preaching, you know, like that, traveling in cold.
Jeigu jūs keliaujate, kaip sako, pamokslaujate, taip toliau, šaltyje.
Doing austerities like that.
Atliekate askezes.
You can meditate on her and chant her glories.
Tada jūs galite medituoti ir kartoti apie šlovę.
And then the glories and meditation and her name is her.
Ir tada, kaip sako, jos šlovė, meditacija, jos vardai, tada jinai pati bus.
If you're saying, I'll keep a Tulsi photo because I'm a lazy rascal and I'm not going to spend the money to put up her infrastructure.
Bet jeigu jūs sakote, kad aš esu, kaip sako, tingus niekšas ir aš neleisiu savo pinigų tam, kad sutvarkyti visą infrastruktūrą, jos auginimai.
Then you have to say, I don't want liberation.
Tada jūs tas pas galima taip pat pasakyti, aš nenoriu išsivaduoti.
I don't want all my problems solved.
Aš nenoriu, kad mano problemas išsispręstų lengvai.
I don't want Krishna service done easy.
Aš nenoriu atlikti savo tarnystės Krishna lengvai.
I want to stay in the material world longer.
Aš noriu pasilikti materialiam pasaulyje ilgiau.
Might as well say that. You might as well say that.
Kažkas tai galbūt taip ir pasakytų.
Urjaswat, remember Urjaswat?
No.
Urjaswat said, excuses are like elbows. Everybody's got two. Excuses are like elbows, everybody's got two. And some people are so puffed up, they think they're liberated, they got four elbows. They got four excuses.
Tai sakant, kiekvienas žmogus turi dvi alkūnės, ar ne?
Yra pasiteisinimo arba, kaip minimum dvi, kaip dvi alkūnės.
Pasiteisinimas visą laiką yra minimum du, kaip dvi alkūnės, ar ne? O jeigu kažkas yra labai išdidus, ar ne, jisai tada turi keturias alkūnės.
Ok, I gotta stop, please.
Mums reikia sustoti.
Maharaj has got to give me Sankirtan results for the year.
Maharajas dabar skaitys Sankirtanos rezultatus už metus.
And I've got some Tulsi seeds.
Ir pas mane yra Tulsi sėklų.
And I've also got for my deities, somebody has to pass this out. Prasadam.
Mes turime taip pat Čerinamritą ir prasadas nuo Kanai Balai.
And we're going to stop because Maharaj has to speak the Sankirtan results.
Ir mes turime sustoti dėl to, kad Maharajas turi pasakyti ir perskaityti Sankirtanos rezultatus.
If you have other pertinent Tulsi questions, well, you know, you can ask the botanical garden, you can ask your friends, you can ask me on email.
Jeigu jūs turite kažkokių labai svarbių klausimų apie Tulsi, jūs galite paklausti savo botanikos specialisto, galite paklausti savo draugų, arba galite paklausti manęs per e-mailą.
Now, these seeds, each seed is one Tulsi, so I would be really careful about 1 centimeter below the dirt and be really careful. Don't sprinkle too many seeds, you get too many tulsis.
Ta prasme, čia yra tulsi sėklas. Tos tulsi sėklas, kiekvienas grūdelis yra atskira tulsi ir jūs sodinkite tulsi, kaip sako, 5 centimetras po žemę.
One centimeter is fine.
Vienas centimetras užtenka.
1 centimeter, half an inch is fine below the dirt. Yeah, it's fine. Gotta quit.
All right.
Time is over.